It's the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
That's right, a 3-year deal. Pete Alonso says, you know what, Mets, I'll make it easy for you. 3 years, sign me up. However, let's be serious. There is one huge hiccup here. David Stearns is the baseball, the president of baseball operations, and he has no interest in Pete Alonso. Let's get this straight. I don't believe Pete Alonso's coming back. Not because Pete Alonso doesn't want to work out a deal. Not because Steve Cohen isn't interested in having him come back to the Mets. Not because the fans don't want him back. It's because David Stearns is not interested in what Pete Alonso offers this baseball team. What Pete Alonso offers the New York Mets. Because at this point in time, when you have somebody who's now going from 6 years, 7 years to 3-year contract, which is exactly what David Stearns loves to deal with. Exactly what David Stearns loves to deal with. And this is still being slow played. You're telling me that Pete Alonso and Scott Boras go to David Stearns and the Mets and say, "Here, here's a 3-year deal. Let's get this done. Let's just move on." And there's still brakes being pressed, and that there's no movement from the Mets, and nothing saying, "Hey, you know, we're close. Let's figure this out." It seems like there's radio silence. There's nothing. And that's because, simply put, David Stearns does not want Pete Alonso on the New York Mets. End story. And whatever Pete Alonso is trying to do, and whatever Scott Boras is trying to do to work a deal, David Stearns is going to go back and say, try to get that somewhere else. And if you do, maybe we'll match it. It's all PR to save face. It's all PR for David Stearns to say, you know what? I don't really think you're the guy that we want, but I don't want to insult you, and I don't want to insult the fans by just saying we don't want you. So take a deal somewhere else, and then we get to say that you walked away. It's almost like Saquon Barkley. It's almost like Saquon Barkley where, hey, you know what? We'll try to match it. Saquon Barkley, go out there and see what you can find, and we'll try to match it. And now Pete Alonso saying, "I'm going to come back to you. I will work with you. We'll get it to screw the 6 years, screw the 5 years. I'm giving you a 3-year offer." Radio silence. That's sending a message. And for people that are saying, "Well, what is the exact offer? It's 3 years, but what is it, like 140 mil? Who cares? Who cares at this point? If you're a Met fan, don't you want to win? Does Pete Alonso being in the lineup, being with this offense, with Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor and Mark Vientos, does Pete Alonso help the Mets get back to the playoffs? Yes. Does he give them a better chance to maybe go deep into the playoffs? Yes, because he is going to protect Juan Soto. He is, whether you like it or not, whether you think he's just a one-tool player, because he's got power. He's a power hitter, but he adds protection to the lineup and adds protection to Juan Soto. And if you say, well, he's not worth it, good, let him go somewhere else. That's fine. You win. But let's get things straight here. David Stearns doesn't really want Pete Alonso back. Steve Cohen may want Pete Alonso back, but he did everything possible to make sure Juan Soto was here, that Juan Soto was in Queens, that Juan Soto is going to don the blue and orange come April. But after that, he's leaving up to David Stearns. He's being a good owner. He's saying, I'm not going to get involved. I don't need to get involved. You're the president of baseball operations. You know what you're supposed to do. You made it work in Milwaukee. Make it work here. If you think there's a better option, go for it. And that's why Pete Alonso has not signed yet. And that's why I think that Pete Alonso won't be coming back to the Mets. I've said this before, and I get every time, every piece of news that breaks, it feels like Pete Alonso is not coming back to Queens. To me, to anybody that wants Pete Alonso here, the 3 years is perfect. That's what everyone's been begging for. Oh, he's not worth four. He's not worth five. How can you give somebody a six-year contract? Blah, blah, blah. He's not that good. Three-year offer is perfect. And if the finances are extremely high, who cares? You're not paying him for 6-7 years down the road. You're paying him for 3 years. You gave Justin Verlander a three-year deal at 39 years old. Max Scherzer a three-year deal at, 37, 38 years old. You're telling me you can't give a 30-year-old a three-year offer for $140 million, $150 million? Who cares the money? It's not yours. It's not mine. But he gives us the best chance to win. Who's going to play first base? Mark Vientos. Put Mark Vientos at first base. We talked about the defense last year. We talked about Pete Alonso's not a great first baseman. Have you seen Mark Vientos? Have we watched Mark Vientos at first base? He's not great. He's trying to learn third base while we're at it. And we're going to just say, you know what, screw it. Just move you to first. Because that's going to be brilliant. And if it's not Mark Vientos, what are we going to do? Anthony Santander? Make him a first baseman? We'll bring in Alex Bregman and give him a 5-6 year deal because that's what he wants. Alex Bregman is a lesser hitter. Guy's going to come here. He's going to hit, his power numbers may not fly in Citi Field, okay? May not fly in Citi Field. Batting average might be dropped down to 240, 250. And so the power's gone. The batting average drops. The OPS will drop. And we'll suffer. We'll say, at least he's a good third baseman. Or you can get one of the best power hitters in the game of baseball. It's that simple. But again, this is all on David Stearns. David Stearns does not want Pete Alonso, and that's why he won't be returning. And it sucks. We've said this before, but I'm convinced he's not coming back. So for all of the Mets fans out there that didn't want to give Pete Alonso a 6-7 year deal, and now he's coming back with a 3-year deal. And all I keep on hearing about is, oh, but what about the money? What is the offer? How much is Scott trying to get out of the next 3 years? Should it really make a difference? In the next 3 years, Pete Alonso can go from first base and then transition to DH because guess what? For everyone that wants Vlad Guerrero Jr., you can still get him. You can still get Flagler. You can have everything. That is what Steve Cohen has shown you. You can have it all. So why are we fighting over a 3-year contract with Pete Alonso? Just get it done. 888-808-1019. Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan till 5 a.m. Don't forget to follow me at Hoff WFAN. And if you've missed anything at all during the show, just download the Odyssey app and don't forget to hit the rewind button if you missed anything at all throughout the evening and morning. Let's get to these phones. 888-808-1019. Charlie and Bethpage, you're first up. Charlie, what's up?
Oh, what's going on, buddy? How are we doing there?
I'm good. How are you? How are you?
I'm good. If we can sign Pete Alonso, Stern being this great baseball guy, to me, this is a no-brainer. He protects Soto. He's got the numbers. 3 years is perfect. He plays first, and he can play DH for the other 2 years when we get Guerrero at first base. And you know what? It's like, to me, it's a no-brainer. I don't know what there's 30 mil is not a big number for a guy with his numbers. And the guy can also play first base. His glove is a lot better than people say it is. And now his numbers, power numbers, no one has the power numbers that he's put up in the last number of years.
Since he's been in the league, he has the second most home runs behind one person, Aaron Judge. That just, listen, whatever you want to say about his batting average, whatever you want to say about his him being, you know, a little awkward and goofy, him not having the best, defensive skills at first base, he is perfect protection in this lineup for Juan Soto. End of story.
I'm not worried about his quirkiness. I care about a baseball player hitting home runs at Citi Field. Okay, he wants to sit in that dugout and hump the rail, does his little dance, whatever that does. He can do whatever he wants. Put the ball over, protect Soto, and that's what he's getting paid for. And I don't know what the holdup is. To me, I feel bad for the guy. It's embarrassing what they're doing. And give him the money. It's a 3-year deal. People talking about him breaking down in his body. Okay, 3 years. It ain't 6, 7, 8-year deal. I mean, my God, 3 years, $30 million a year, 90? Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer, and I don't know what's turn not pulling the trigger on this.
Charlie.
Because we need the numbers.
Charlie, and I'm the type of guy where I've said it before, and I'm not ashamed to say it, give him an 8-year deal, give him $200 million. I want Pete Alonso to be in a New York Met uniform for the rest of his career. I don't want to see him going anywhere else. I don't want to see him finish in Colorado. I don't want to see him finish in San Diego. I don't want to see him finish in Tampa. I don't want to see him finish anywhere else but Queens. He needs to be a Met for life. So for me, just give him an 8-year deal, $200 million. I don't really care. That gives him, listen, I don't believe he's going to be the next Chris Davis. I don't believe that. I truly don't. What I do believe is he is someone that in a walk year, he had one of the worst years of his career, which still wasn't that bad because he still hit 34 home runs, 88 RBIs. OPS was down a little bit, but the guy still has plenty of power. He was in his head all season long. If you give him an 8-year deal or 7-year deal or 6-year deal, whatever it is, make him feel comfortable, I guarantee you, he's going to go back to where he was a couple years ago. But you make him work for year in and year out. He is a guy that gets in his own head, and that sucks because that's what the Mets are playing with right now. They only want to give him a short-term deal. And that's the problem. I want Pete Alonso here. I understand that not everyone does. But Pete Alonso, to me, makes so much sense for so many reasons. For historical reasons, for, you know, to the history, building the history of this team is something that meant something to Steve Cohen. I mean, he's retiring all these numbers. You're telling me that to have Pete Alonso go down as one of the greatest hitting home run hitting first basemen of all time, to do it in a Mets uniform, to potentially have 500 home runs, because let's be serious, if he stays here for another 8 years, he's got potential to hit another 275 home runs in a Mets uniform.
Yeah, and Hop, you know what? Homegrown, to me, that means an awful lot. We got to keep him here. I believe in having a homegrown player. Started his career. What is wrong with the guy staying at one place to end his career? Most athletes today don't do that, but I like that. I don't need him being another Murphy going down to another team and haunting us for the next 5 years. I mean, look what happened when we didn't sign him and the great numbers he did down there in Washington. I don't need to see him coming back and haunting us, and he will. He will come back. If he's in another uniform, he'll come back and haunt us. But, like, get the job done. We need a power guy, and they got to pull a trigger. Listen, I'm not happy. All we did was Soto. Listen, you heard my rant when we got Soto. I loved it. But our work can't be done. It cannot be done. He's got a lot more work to do. We got to put plays on the field. We still need arms. There's a lot of work to be done with the Mets if they want to be where they were last year. They were lucky this year, I think. They hit it on all the pitches. That ain't going to happen. You ain't going to roll sevens every time you're playing dice. I'm telling you right now. And they got lucky and Stern, and they pulled that with the guys. I'm glad we got Manaea. Glad we got him. But we got a lot more work to do out there. And if they want to be where they were next year and compete with the Dodgers, we got to get started off by getting Pete Alonso back in first base. And Hop, listen, have a great weekend, buddy.
Charlie, great call. Thanks so much. Great call to lead it off. And no, that's the reality. Like, they are incomplete right now. Everyone's keeping saying, oh, what do you grade the Mets offseason? It's incomplete. I don't expect Roky Sasaki to be on this team, but I do expect at least one more starting pitcher to be added to this team, added to this rotation. I expect two, maybe three more arms added to the bullpen. I expect at least one, maybe two more starting bats to this team. And then there's still the bench. Like, so there's tons of moves the New York Mets have to do. This is a very incomplete offseason. This is nowhere near being done. But, like, the one thing I've noticed is, and to be fair, the one thing that the Mets do very well right now is they don't show their hand. They just kind of let it be. So rumors that are coming around, I'm not really sure where the rumors are coming from. But I'll tell you this much. The Mets like to focus on one thing at a time. And that, to me, is a problem. You should be able to focus on multiple things. You should be able to sign Juan Soto and sign Pete Alonso. It's the same agent. It's the same agent. You should already have some sort of relationship. There should be something. There should have been a... I know that they don't have anything to do with each other. Pete Alonso's his own person. Juan Soto's his own person. But it's Scott Boras. You should know how this is going to work. And that's what I'm saying. If this is something that was going to get done by the New York Mets and David Stearns, this would have been done already. We're sitting here playing hardball for what? Why are we playing hardball? They've now come down to 3 years exactly in a territory that the Mets were looking for. A short-term deal. A David Stearns-esque type of deal. Maybe the money's a little bit higher than expected. But there's no long-term commitment. Give him a freaking signing bonus. Defer some money. Call it a day. Call it a day. But David Stearns does not like what Pete Alonso does on the field. End of story. If he did, then this deal would be done. If David Stearns wanted Pete Alonso to be a New York Met, the contract would have been signed already. End of story. 888-808-1019. We'll get back to the phone calls. We're leading off with the Mets and Pete Alonso, but we'll hit a lot of stuff because I think Isaiah Joe just hit another three-pointer for OKC. What a miserable night at the Garden. Thank God I did not go last night. I went Wednesday. That was awesome. They beat the heck out of the Toronto Raptors. But last night, the Knicks completely got run out of town, run out of their own house. Plus, we'll get into some of the drafting potential quarterbacks that are playing in these bowl games and if they've some stock has been hit, if they've lost some draft spots after playing in these bowl games, some of these quarterbacks. We'll get into that and more. 888-808-1019. But we're leading off with Pete Alonso. 3-year deal on the table from Alonso and Scott Boras, and the Mets are nowhere to be found. 888-808-1019. Pete Hoffman with you on the fan. Hit me up at Hoff, WFAN.